Rami, we just had a pasuk. If you hit your friend, that you have to pay him money, and you don't get malchus. So who won't you have to cash him? Came, but out lo Yosef, pen Yosef, you're going against the Torah. The Torah says a lot of lo Yosef, mashmi, you have to get malchus. So how could the Torah say no? You have to pay money. And vayte edim zomim im nami, and came but out of all you've been a curse of Russia. By edim zomim, there's a parsha, you have to get malchus. And now with dashning, you don't get malchus, but you have to pay money. So who are you going against the Torah? So what do you have to say? Like, this is only a kasha back to Rabbi Yochanan. Ela, how do you have to answer like this? Edim zoyamim, efshe l'kiyumim v'begrusha ben chalutza. In other words, in the case of edim zoyamim, the Torah says alav. So true, usually alav means you get malchus. Here, a lot of times you have to pay money and you don't get malchus. But as long as there's one case that you get malchus, that's why the Torah said alav. The case is by Ben Yerusha Ben Chalutza. In other words, there are cases where you can't do Kasha Zomam. Let's say two Edom said, we know about this Kayin that his mother's a Gerusha. So it comes out that he's a Cholul. So they wanted to make him a Cholul. Then two Edom later says, you don't know what you're talking about, the checker. They said, Emmanuel Yisim, you were never there, you don't know the mother's a Gerusha. So now what can we do to the first two Edom? We can't make them a Ben Yerusha Ben Chalutza. They're not a Kayin. And even if they were recurring, we can't give it back, because it's a psul to the Zaroi, the Gemara Maka says, and we don't give punishments to their children also. So in the case where you can't do Kasha Zomam, then there's a Chiddush, you have to get Malchus. So the kids say there are cases by Edom Zomamim that you do get Malchus. So therefore it's not a Kasha what the Torah said alav by Edom Zomamim. As long as there's one or two cases that you get Malchus, that's enough. You don't have to get Malchus all over. As long as by Ben Yerusha Mechlutzi you could get Malchus, it's good what the Torah said alav. I'll tell you, the same Torah applies by Chayvul B'Chaveroi. When you hit your friend, Nami, Ikol L'Kiyume, K'goin She'ikor HaKol Shem Moshe V'Pruta. I tell you, you know what the Torah says, Lo Yosef alav. Because you do get Malchus. When do you get Malchus? If you hit your friend, less than a Shem V'Pruta is worth. So there's no money involved. Since there's no money involved, then we say you get Malchus, and not money. So the kids said, there's a reason why the Torah said alav of Lo Yosef. You get Malchus in this case. So if so, I'll tell you, Achoisei Nami. That's what the Torah says. Erbas Achois Choloi Segala. The Torah says there's a love. You're not allowed to live with your sister. I'll tell you, Ikol Kiyumai, Be Achoisei Vagaris. You can answer a story about a case where your sister is a Vagaris, where there's no Kanas. When do we say you have to pay money when there's Kanas? That's when she's a Nara. And a Khanami. When she's a Nara, you don't get Malchus. You only have to pay money. Why? Because Uber has a Xer Shava Tachas Tachas. I have Yechon instead of Svaro. The Torah says a lafi of Loisagala. Mashmud has to be Malchus. The Torah says there's enough that there are certain times that you get Malchus. When you live with your sister, when she's a Vagaris, then you get Malchus. So of course Akasha backs Rabbi Yechon then. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechon learn like Ula to say at least by Kanas that you'd have to pay money and not Malchus? So Gemara answers, O Malach Rabbi Yechon. Hi Takas Asherino mi boiler likadavaya. So Yochanan agrees that if you have the Gzeira Shava, you're right, Ula. Ula makes the Gzeira Shava Takas Takas. It says here by Knas, Takas Asherino. So it's an extra word, Takas. Rabbi Yochanan says no, the word Takas is not extra. You need it for Abayas Halacha. To Yomar Abayas, Abayas says like this. Omar Kro, the Pesach says, Takas Asherino. It says, but you have to pay the Knas, the $50, the 50 shkolim, tachas instead, that you gave up pain, you gave up painig, that you live with her, you forced her, that you forced her to live with you, you gave her pain, because of the pain of living with her, you have to pay the Knas, the 50 shkolim. So Abaye dashes like this, Hai tachas asherino, nechlal de'ika boishas upagam. The Torah is saying, that you have to pay 50 shkolim, don't think that's it. Only 50 and nothing more. You should know the 50 is only for the fact that you forced her to live with her. But let's say you gave her embarrassment also. Let's say you gave her pagam also. Now she's worth less. She won't be sold. She can't sell herself for a slave so easily anymore. She's worth less. That you have to pay her. So Tosek Tachas is saying like this. Not that the Pesach says you live with a late girl. You have to pay her 50 shkolim. That's only for the maisa of Anusa, that you forced her to live with you have to pay a 50. That's not the total price. you have to pay more for the boishes and the begam, that you do have to pay. So that's what Rabbi Yechon does with the word tachas. So the kids, it's not extra. You need it for this limud. So therefore, there's no gzeirah shava. Therefore, he says the klal all over is milki laki v'mani loy mishalim. So the Gemara of Ula, how does Ula know Abayat halacha and chnami? For Ula nafka loy midirava. Ula learns it out from the way Rava learns it out. The Yama Rava says like this. Omar Kro, the pasuk says v'nosan o ish ha'shoyche v'mo lavi ha'nara chamishim kosef. It says the man that forced this girl and lived with the girl, he asked her now pay her father 50 shkolim, 50 kesef. So he dashins that his pasuk says, Ho'ish ha-sheikhe v'imo. Mashma, for the fact that you live with her, ha-nor shchiva chamishim. You have to pay 50 shkolim for the ha-nor, the enjoyment you have by living with her. Mechlal, it's a raya though, the ikka boshe supagam, that there's more payment involved, that's not the total bill. This bill of 50 shkolim is only ha-sheikh v'imo, for the fact that you live with her, for the anusa that you did. But enekonami, if you gave her embarrassment, or you made her worth less, that you have to pay. That's the way Ula learns. So Ula would learn the way Rava learns. Therefore the word tachas is still extra. Therefore Ula makes examen shava, it says tachas here, and it says tachas by chayvon. Just like there, you have to pay money. But also by kenas, Ula, you have to pay money, and not malchus. But Rabbi Yechonin says, no, there's no extra word tachas. He needs it for drasha of Abaya. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonin Shita is all over that milk alaki, but my name is Mishalim. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer says, Eidim Zaymimim, but my name is Mishalim, and milk alaki. He says another pshat. Like, how do we know, according to Rabbi Yechonin Shita, that usually you have to get malchus? How come by Eidim Zaymimim it's not that way? How come by Eidim Zaymimim we say you have to pay money and you don't get malchus? Shavlezer says a new svara. Not from the pasuk we had before, but he says, Mishum, delav b'nei asru aninu. I'll tell you, Eidim Zaymimim, we can't warn them. So since we can't warn them beforehand, it's a svara to say not to give them malchus. Because usually you don't get malchus unless you warned. To pay money, you sometimes have to pay money even though you're not warned. Let's say somebody steals. We don't have to warn you. You have to pay back the money. Let's say you punch somebody. We don't have to warn you. Even if we didn't warn you, money you have to pay. So to pay money, there's a chiyuv to pay money even though you weren't warned yet. Mashenken, usually you never get malchus unless you warn first. So let us say there's a svara that since Eidim Zaymimim, we don't have to warn them. So it's a svara to say we should make them pay money rather than giving them malchus. Because money, you don't have to be warned. Malchus, you have to be warned. So you have a choice which one to give. It's more of a smart to give the money and not malchus. Now, how do we know we can't warn them or we don't have to warn them? So Amar Rav says, Teda, bring your proof. Because Nisri Bu Amos, when should we warn the Eidim Zaymimim? When should Bezdim warn them? Those first two Eidim, every time Eidim come and tell us something, they tell us that Reuven owes $1,000. So Bezdin has to be afraid, maybe the Eidim Zaymimim. So really Bezdin has to warn them and say, listen, be careful what you're saying, because if we're going to find out later that you're Eidim Zaymimim, we're going to make you pay the money. So if you want to warn them at the beginning, throughout the Gemara, Nisru b'mikara, Amri ishtaloyin, that's no good. If we warn them before the Eidim says the Eidis, they'll forget by the time they say the Eidis. If you want to warn them at the time when the Eidim are in Bezdin right now, saying over their Eidis, so the Gemara Pirshav le Masadi, no Eidim will ever say Eidis. If Eidim come to Bezdin, and all of a sudden the Bezdin themselves starts warning them and chashing them, that you should know, if you're going to be caught to be Eidim Zaymim later, we're going to make you pay money. So the Eidim would say, listen, if you're chashing us, why do we got to put out our necks to say Eidis? That maybe somebody will make us be fools and not to pay money, we better not say Eidim. So you can't warn the Eidim b'shas for saying Eidim. You're like scaring them too much. They'll be partially, they'll stop saying Eidim. So that's what Rav says, it's a svara. Eidim does not have to be warned before they say the Eidim. I, Nisru, Vulev, Seif. The Torah says, first let the Eidim say, and then let them be warned. The Torah says, no, my heavy. Once they already said the Eidim, you can't give Asura means nothing. Though you say that Asura is, we're warning you, don't do it, because we want you to stop not to do it. But if you already did the Aver and you weren't warned then, late Asura doesn't help you. They can't make you stop it. I had to retract it, that much a person won't retract it. There's one thing to warn you before you do it to stop you from doing it. Maybe we can get you not to do it. But once the person did the aver already, if we warn you, that's no svara, you won't stop because of the warning. Samara says, warning later doesn't help. Samara says, that's Rav Svara, Raya to Rav Leza, Adim Zaymimim, does not have to be warned before. Now the Gemara says, no, Maskav lo abaya, abaya yas akasha, v'nitzru v'hu, v'tarka de dibur. There was let the Yedim first say the Redis. And the next second, right away, Bezdim will warn them. And the mile of tarka de dibur is that they could be chayzer. Like first two Yedim will come and say the Redis to Bezdim, we saw the way Ruvay borrowed $1,000. And the next second, Bezdim will tell them, we want you to be careful, because if we're going to catch you to the Yedim Zaymimim, we're going to make you pay the money. So let's give them the asrua the next second after they said it. So they're not going to be afraid not to say it because they said it. And really it's called good asrua because they could be chayzer, they could retract the raidis, teichet ediber. So that's a good idea. Let them warn them, teichet ediber. Mas yiblo ravacha bered ravika, v'nisru bo mikara, another raidsa. Give the edem asrua before they come to Bezmol together. Ah, you tell me they'll forget it later. For near Masburim Uzay, and I tell you, when they say the Redis in Bezdin, the Shasta is saying over the Redis, let's make Ramazim. Let's make signals to them. Like we'll sing to them as if to say, remember what we warned you about before. So the svar is, to be Purish to say that they'll stop saying Edis, that we're not afraid about. Since we're not speaking out right now the actual Asroah, we're not afraid they'll stop saying the Redis. But they can't say they forgot their Asura, because you'll make Ramazim, you'll wink to them right now to remind them about the Asura. So the kids to Lechura, we don't have any proof to Reb Laza to say that Edom Zaymimim does not need Asura. Maybe you do have to warn the Edom Zaymimim, Terech the Dibur. Then they must have like this, no. Hodor Om Rabbi Abaye then said like this, that Lav Milti the Amri, it's nothing what you're saying. All your questions are not questions. That what Reb Laza said at the beginning, that Edom Zaymimim does not need Asura, he's right. Why? Because Edom Zaymimim Tzrichin Asura, if you're going to tell me that Edom Zaymimim does need Asura, you have to warn them first. If so, Kiloy Masrinimu, if you don't warn them first, the loch is going to be then, like Katlinalu, you're not going to kill them, you won't give them the punishment. Now let's say the case where two Edom come to Bezin and say, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So Bezdin passing Zeis now, Reuven is supposed to be killed. And then another two Edim come and said to the first two Edim, you weren't there to see the way Reuven killed somebody, you were with us in a different city. So Lachar is, you made the first two Edim Zemimim, that the Lachar is now Bezdin goes to kill the first two Edim, they get killed. So you want to tell me like this, if the first two Edim themselves weren't warned, then they don't get killed, if that would be the pshat, Kiloy Masrina, but like Avlina Lu, for the more Mia comedians or anything, the Yinu boy Yikoto Bloyasru. They wanted to have this Reuven killed, and Reuven was not warned. What did the Edom Zaymimim want to do? These first two Edom came to Bezin and said, you should know, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So they wanted Reuven to be killed. Now, was Reuven warned? No, it's not even true. Reuven never killed the guy. So the Edom wanted to have Reuven killed without even Reuven being warned. So if so, if you can tell me now that the two Edom themselves are only killed if they themselves are warned first, if so, if the Yinu boy Yasro, Horbino v'yafisim loy, kashizolim lasos liyochiv aleka. The Torah says Edom Zemim is what you wanted to do to him, that's what we're going to do back to you. Now what you wanted to do to him is, you wanted to be mechayiv him to be killed without being warned. So therefore, the din is avada to svara that will have you killed also, even though you weren't warned. Even though you never warned the Edom Zaymimim, that's the svara that did not need asrua. That's what Reb Leza says. So Reb Leza says there's a svara to say, Edom Zaymimim does not have to be warned. Therefore, there's a svara that we give them money and not Malkus. Because usually to get Malkus, you have to be warned. Since Edom are not warned first, would rather give them money than give them Malkus. So the Mara Maskevlo Rav Simma Breda Rav Yirmiya Ela Mayatev So Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Teloi Mikasha Zomim Komis Rabbi Liboy Yasro. As we said before, when two Edom come to say Edith that a Kain is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that he's the son, his mother was a Grusha, so he's saying about this kid now he's a Chol, he's a Postle Kain. And let's say later we came out to say that you were fools. The first two Eidim were Eidim Zaymimim. So we can't make them Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. So we're not really being Mekayim Kasha Zomam. What are we being Mekayim? That they're over the love of Lois Sano, therefore we're giving them Malkus. For the Gemara in this case, since the punishment is not from Kasha Zomam, the Chodesh have to have Asroh. If those swore why they don't need Asroh, is because of Kasha Zomam. So in the case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, where the punishment, the Malkus, is not because of Kasha Zomam, but because of the love of Lois Sano, maybe you should have to be warned first. So Makron, this the pasuk says no. Mishpat echad yilachem, that there's one judgment for all the cases. That means mishpat hashav lekuchem. So since in the pasuk of Edim Zaymimim, when you do kasha zomam, when we want to give back these first two Edim, what they want to do to somebody else, just like they wanted to give the other person without warning, so we give you the punishment without warning to svara all cases of Edim Zaymimim. They always get the punishment even though they weren't warned first. That's the svara. So Mela, that's Rabbi Lezer's svara to say, Edim Zaymimim gets money and not malchus. Rav Shisha Bred Ravidi Yomar, Chayvu B'chaver Nami, it's also a svara. Memoyne Mishalem Mugla, Lokim Yocha, from a svara. The pasuk says, V'chi Yenoshu Anoshim V'not V'isha Ro, V'yotsu V'ilodeho. Alright, we'll stop here. Let's do this again. You holding daf lamed gimel omer aleph near the bottom. But the Gemara says, or three quarters down, the Gemara says, Rav Shisha bred Ravidi Yoma. That Rav Shisha bred Ravidi says that choyvo bechaveru nami memoyne mishalim or milke leloki mehocha. Or bring another proof, another raya that aloha we said before by choyvo bechaveru. When you hit your friend, that even though usually Rabbi Yechanan holds that when there's Malkus and Mammon, usually we give you Malkus because the pasuk says Kedei Rishosoi and Aboyim Yakenu, and we don't give you money, but we'd rather give you Malkus usually. Mashenkin, in the case of Chayvul Bachaveroi, when you hit your friend, here there's a special halacha that we say if you hit him, even though you rode with the lab of Lo Yosef, but since there's money involved, you have to pay the money and you don't get Malkus. So how do we know it? Before we had a pasuk of Kasherosa Ken Yosaloi Ken Yosimboi. That was one pasuk. Now Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi wants to say another pasuk. From here, the pasuk says in Shmois Chaf Aleph that V'chi Yinotzu Anoshim, when two people are fighting, hitting one another, V'nog Fu Ishor Horo, and you have a pregnant lady next to them, and by mistake, instead of hitting the man, you hit the pregnant lady, V'yotzu Yelodeo, and she has a miscarriage there. So now the pasuk says that if you kill her, it says nefesh tachas nefesh. Pashna means we kill you also. But if we don't kill the lady, just the baby, just a kid, then we say you have to pay the dmei blodis. Now, the Gemara says, V'yomar Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer says that the mitzvahs shebemisa akosuv medaber. The pasuk is talking about in the case that there is a chi of misa. In other words, even though you meant to hit the other person, and by mistake your hand went and hit the pregnant lady, if you kill her, the halacha is your chayiv misa. Because the pasuk says, V'yimoson yiyah, v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, that if you kill the lady, you take your life for her life. So this is the klal that niskabim horegezeh v'horegezeh es chayiv. Because you're not really yeshayig here, because you had in mind to kill somebody. You had in mind to punch the man. Just you thought you're punching this man, and by mistake your hand goes and punches somebody else. If you kill him, you also chayiv misa. Like we'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, Hechidomi, what are we talking about here? Either loy asra bay, if we didn't warn him, like tell him don't hit your friend, don't hit him. Because if you hit him and kill him, you'll be chayiv misa. If we didn't warn him, is a my mikdol. Even if you want to say niskamp lahoragazev, horagazev chayiv, but you have to be warned first. Where was the asra here? So why do you get killed if you weren't warned? Elabshita, of course, we're talking about the Yasrabay, in the case where you were warned, that you were warned. In other words, we warned you, don't hit this person. And now you did listen, and we warned you, because if you kill him, we're going to kill you. And you did listen, you went and punched in order to kill, but by mistake, instead of killing him, you killed the other lady. So it says what? Yechayiv Misa. Now, it's the pasuk also says that in the case that she does not die, you do not kill her, only the baby, then you do have to pay the Dmei Vlodish, you have to pay how much the kid is worth.
Now, we hold this svara, umusra ladavar chomor, have a musra davar akal. If we warn you for something more strict, for davar chomor, like femisa, if we warn you, don't kill this person, because if you kill him, we'll kill you. So automatically, that remained, that is a hasra warning, ladavar akal, for something like malchus. In other words, by hitting, we warn you, don't kill him, because we'll kill you. But in that is also that we warn you, don't hit, because by hitting, you're being over alive. And if you're over alive, you should know you get malchus. Like, it's as if we told you that if you don't kill, you're just over the lav of lo yosef, and then you get malchus. So it is considered like you were warned for malchus. The yomer achmon, and still the Torah says, for lo yiyosen, let's say you do not kill the lady, you only punch her, and the kid comes out, is osen yiyonish, in such a case you have to pay the demei vlodis, you have to pay how much the baby is worth. So we see, even though you had asroa, you were warned for the lav of Lo Yosef not to hit, to get in, you really should get malchus for that. Still, the pasuk is telling us that if you don't kill the lady, just hit her, and then you have to pay the money and not the malchus. So here's the proof to say by Chayvul Bechaver, the locher is, Mamayna Mishalim or Milkul Aloki. Now the Gemara says, no, Maskeb Lo Rav Ashi, Mimai Demus Lo Dover Chomer, Hevi Mus Lo Dover Akal. How do you know that the Hatas Roh for Dover Chomer is automatically considered, like you warned him, for malchus also? Dil maloi heve, maybe in dini hasro, it's not called hasro. Hasro means before we give you a punishment, you have to be warned. And you have to be warned to know you're going to get that direct punishment. So here we warn you, don't hit the other person because you're going to kill him, and then you'll get chiyuv misa. So we warned you not for killing, and if you kill, that's when we understand why you get killed. But that's not, maybe it's not called enough warning if you don't kill him. Just you're over the lav of Lo Yosef of hitting, maybe there's no Hasra for that malchus. Maybe for Dini Hasra you have to be warned exactly for what we want to give you. So we wish have to warn you that don't hit because you get malchus, and that we didn't say. So maybe it's not called malchus. That's one kasha. And Vayitim Tim Tzolayim Heve, even if you want to tell me no, since we warned you for the more stricter punishment, it's automatically considered like you received Hasroh for the Mokal, for the Malkus. So really then, there should be a proof like how come you don't get Malkus here. I tell you no. Mimai de Misa Chamura, who told you that the punishment of being killed, of Misa, that's called the more strict, the punishment, that's called a Chamura.